Support for Blues Vox comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is pressing Congress to act on his economic proposals. And as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, Mr. Obama also issued a warning from the White House a short time ago about the threat Europe's shaky economy poses to U.S. recovery.
President Obama says if the European economy goes down, it could do serious damage here in the U.S. He warned that cutting alone will not create an economic recovery at home or abroad.
What we want both for ourselves, but what we've advised in Europe as well, is a strategy that says, let's do everything we can to grow now, even as we lock in a long-term plan to stabilize our debt and our deficit.
Republicans in Congress won't accept the spending that President Obama refers to as investments in the future. The president says you can imagine how much more difficult the situation is in the European Union, where 17 Congresses must agree on a plan. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
Now, shortly after President Obama's comments on the economy, congressional Republican leaders fired back, saying the fault lies with the administration's policies, not Europe or House Republicans. As debate rages over who has the best options to help the economy grow, the government is out with a new report that shows the country's trade gap shrank in April. NPR's Dave Mattingly says both imports and exports dropped from record-level highs set the month before.
The numbers from the Commerce Department show a decline in the U.S. trade gap of nearly 5%. It shrank to little more than $50 billion in April. Imports dropped more than 1.5%, but exports also fell as sales slowed for things like industrial machinery and commercial airliners. Ken Mayland is president of Clearview Economics.
These figures are going to, at least in nominal terms, improve substantially over the upcoming months.
The reason being, says Mayland, the sharp drop in oil prices since April. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Well, there's no hope of a triple crown in horse racing this year. I'll Have Another has been pulled from the running of the Belmont Stakes on the eve of the race because, as trainer Doug O'Neill tells the Dan Patrick Show, the horse has developed swelling in its left front leg. I'll Have Another was heavily favored to become the first Triple Crown winner since 1978. When asked if the horse had run his last race, O'Neill said, quote, "If I had to wager, I would say yes." At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 61 points, nearly half a percent, at 12,521. NASDAQ Composite Index gaining ground, up more than half a percent at 2,848. And the S&P 500 up 6 at 1,321. This is NPR News. The head of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan is personally apologizing to an Afghan village where airstrikes earlier this week claimed a number of civilian lives. Marine General John Allen traveled to Logar province, where local officials say a pre-dawn raid to capture a Taliban operative ended up killing village elders, women, and children. Civilian deaths during NATO operations have long been a source of tension between the Afghan and U.S. governments. As the investigation into the response to last year's nuclear disaster continues in Japan, the former Tokyo Electric president denies he ever intended to abandon the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. John Matthews reports his testimony directly contradicts statements by the former prime minister.
Utility ex-CEO Masataka Shimizu came under fire after the meltdowns last March at the Fukushima plant for disappearing from public view only days after the incident. Shimizu is also accused of attempting to completely evacuate the stricken plant. Then Prime Minister Naoto Kan says he denied that request. In a rare public appearance since the disaster, Shimizu said he had no intention to remove all workers, claiming the plan was to leave an unspecified number on site, which he admits he may not have clearly stated. The soon-to-be-nationalized utility is facing a disaster cleanup costing an estimated $100 billion. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
State and federal authorities in Rhode Island are investigating all financial transactions made by the video gaming company owned by former Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling. The operation filed for bankruptcy yesterday. It's reported to be more than $100 million in debt. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for improving education and enrichment for children both in and out of school at wallacefoundation.org.
It's 6 minutes after 12 noon, and you are listening to the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. At 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And at 3 o'clock, stay tuned for Freetown Radio. Right now, we venture back to 1954 and one of the classic arrangements of the Muddy Waters Blues Band. Muddy on vocals, Little Walter on blues harp, Jimmy Rogers on guitar, Otis Band piano, Willie Dixon bass, and Fred Below on drums. A number written by Willie Dixon, I Don't Know Why.
So excited when you passing by. Well, I don't know why other men just jump and pray. No, I don't know why other men just jump and pray. But when you near me, I just can't behave. Started World War number two. But I do know why all the men's go for you. Eat off of the old apple tree. No, I don't know why Adam eat off of the old apple tree. But when you near me, it brings out the beef in me.
Too bad, my baby. No, I ain't doing see me, I'm wearing fine clothes, and everything I touch seems to turn to solid gold. I ain't doing too bad. No, I ain't doing too bad at all. Well, I ain't doing too bad now, baby. No, I ain't doing too bad at all. Pick up on this one. I like this one. I got a book full of dirt that I can call on the phone, and they all dig me, cause my conversation's so strong. I ain't doing too bad. No, I ain't doing too bad at all. Well, I ain't doing too bad, my baby. No, I ain't doing too bad at all. People can talk about me, say what they want to me, but I ain't worried. I got a whole lot of money to find a place to stay. Yeah.
Ain't Doing Too Bad. Music from James Cotton, recorded back in 1984, and from an album called High Compression. James Cotton on blues, harp, and vocals. And James Cotton, from 1955 to 1966, had occupied the blues harp chair of the Muddy Waters Band. We heard Muddy prior to hearing James Cotton. We heard Muddy Waters once again from 1954 with Little Walter on blues harp, Jimmy Rogers on guitar, Otis Spann on piano, Willie Dixon bass, Fred Below on drums. And Jimmy Rogers, he was with Muddy, started with him about 1950 or so, quit in 55, ended up forming his own band, played for around 6 years or so, then got out of the blues business eventually to record again with Muddy many years later. But we're going to listen to Jimmy Rogers. He was quite a fine blues guitarist and vocalist. This, of course, not the Jimmy Rogers, the Yodeling Brakeman from the late 1920s, early 30s. Totally different Rogers. Here's Jimmy Rogers again from 1959. He has with him on this this track Otis Spann on piano, and he's going to do a number called Rock This House.
Thank you. Sunday won't force anything you think she like. You can set up her tables, most anything you think she like. My baby's in town, you know we gonna rock tonight. We gonna rock, rock this house, we gonna rock. Rock this house, we gonna rock. Rock this house, we gonna rock. Rock this house, we gonna rock.
Stop that train, conductor, I believe I wanna ride. Stop that train, conductor, I believe I wanna ride. I gotta burn my little girl, I want to hold a red chair by my side. Early in the morning, didn't know the roosters is crowing for day. Early in the morning, you know the roosters is crowing for day. You know I'm in love with the little girl. You know, she done went away. I'm gonna get on my knees and pray. Oh Lord, oh Lord, I'm gonna get on my knees and pray. I'm gonna pray to the good master. You know my baby went away.
The late Carrie Bell, recorded back in 1977 and from an album called Heartaches and Pain. Carrie Bell on blues harp and vocals. He was a fine Chicago blues artist and played and recorded with a lot of the greats during his tenure as a blues man in Chicago. In fact, probably most notably on Muddy Waters' London. Muddy Waters sessions recorded back in December of 71. Carrie as a sideman, and also he put out on a few albums on his own. Before hearing Carrie Bell here on KRVS, we heard Jimmy Rogers on guitar and vocals from 1959 doing a number called Rock This House. And you're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
Back to the 1980s now. Music from ZZ Hill back in the early 80s. He signed with Malico Records. Was back in 1980, and for a while he had some really, really great great hits. In fact, the album we're going to turn to spent nearly 2 years on and off the R&B charts. And unfortunately, ZZ Hill died as a result of injuries received in an auto accident back in 1984. He was 49 years old at the time. Here's ZZ Hill with Down Home Blues.
And everybody's having a good time, and you know what's going through my mind. Do you mind if I get comfortable and kick off these shoes? While you fixing me a drink, play me some of them down home. On the town, and you know I've done cut out a lot of that running around all week long. I've been keeping my cool, but tonight I'm gonna let my head down and get down with these down home blues.
I'm gonna get my head back and party on the down home blues. my friends keep telling me that you ain't no good. Oh, oh, but they don't know that I'd leave you if I could. I guess I'm uptight and I'm stuck like glue, 'cause I ain't never loved a man the way that I love you.
Aretha Franklin from 1967, I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You. And that was, we heard Aretha again from 67. And prior to that, from the early 80s, we heard the late ZZ Hill from an album called Down Home. We heard him do the title track, Down Home Blues. Next here on KRVS, Liz Mandeville from Chicago has a new disc out called A Clarksdale. And from that disc, here she is with Mama and Daddy Blues.
My old mother, she had told me, girl, don't you fall in love so fast. Break time for the love that's going to last. My dear daddy, he had told me, said, girl, if you have sense, don't moan, just hold your own, for depending on some men. The more things change, the more they stay the same, and what is old is brand new again. You got to pause now and then about the state of women and men. Well, my mama and daddy have gone on home, left me in this cruel world all on my own. Take and give, live and let live, 'cause the time it do go on. Thank you. women and men. Well, my mother, she tried to tell me. She said, girl, don't you fall in love so fast. Make time and break time for a love that's going to last. All on my own, I take and give, live and let live. For the time it do get on,
there's a brand new day. You know the kids got a bloodhound down in the playing ground, and when they wanna have some fun, you start to go
Rate from 2002 with a J.B. Lenore tune, Round and Round. Prior to hearing Bonnie, we heard Liz Mandeville from her new disc, Clarksdale. She did a tune entitled Mama and Daddy Blues. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to the late J.B. Lenore. Like ZZ Hill, he died prematurely result of injuries received in an auto accident. In the case of J.B. Lenore, probably due to very inadequate medical attention. Anyway, that's how the story goes. He was originally from Mississippi, ended up in Chicago, and was a really, really fine blues songwriter back in the 1950s and into the 60s. He passed away in 1967. Here he is recorded in Europe in 1965. J.B. Lenore with Walter Shaky Horton on blues harp doing Slow Down, Baby.
Slow down. Slow down. Let me step on board. I just wanna ride your train one time before I go. You about to sweetest little girl I believe I ever seen. And if I had you by my side, you would mean so much to me. Go ahead on, Walter. I've been a hobo, mind you, all of my life. Don't matter where I go, I'm never satisfied. Slow down, slow down. Let JB step on board. I just wanna ride your train one time before I go. I've been a stranger, I'm a stranger, and I will not be here long. If you just let me ride your train, I don't think it will not be no harm.
Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
Boy, and a long ways from home. When you like, I ain't got no friend. No friend. I'm a poor old boy and a long ways from home. I feel like I ain't got no friend. Let me stay all night. I'm a poor boy and a long ways from home.
Mississippi John Hurt from a disc called Last Sessions, which would have been recorded, oh, I guess 64, 65, 66, somewhere around there. Mississippi John Hurt with Poor Boy A Long Way From Home. He was preceded by another Mississippian, J.B. Lenore. We heard J.B. Lenore from 1965 doing Slow Down Baby. Next year on KRVS, back to 1929, 1930, right around that period. Some say, November of 30, some say 29. Discographical information is kind of lost on this one. Interesting character, somewhat of a paw-ball, to say the least. Blind Willie Reynolds, also known as Blind Joe Reynolds. He served some time, I think twice, in Arkansas prisons. Became blind in the 1920s when he was shot in the face with a shotgun. He and someone else, I think it was after a party, got into a little gunfight outside of the place, and he didn't fare too well. He only recorded about four tracks, but the next one has been recorded by all sorts of people over the years. Cream recorded it on Disraeli Gears. Others have done it too. We're going to listen to Blind Willie Reynolds do Married Woman Blues.
When you leave your money, please don't lose your mind. When you leave with your money, please don't lose your mind. When you lose your woman, please don't fool with mine. Are you married men? How to keep your wives at home? Are you married men? How to keep your wives at home? Get your job and roll for the man and try to carry your labor home. Try to carry your labor home. Are you mad women? How to keep your husband at home? Are you mad women? How to keep your husband at home? Take care of your husband's labor and let these single boys alone. Make a single woman creed about a married man. What make a single woman crazy about a married man? Cause he wakes hard all the time, he puts money in her hand. Make a mad woman so crazy about a single man. Make a mad woman crazy about a single man. Cause the husband might lay down and die, and raise that fella to her hand. Let me tell you, men, what these mad women will do. Let me tell you, boy, what these mad women will do. You will get your money, she will care a cup to you. Ain't gonna tell you nothing else. Tell you this name, ain't gonna tell you nothing else. Man's a fool if he thinks he got a whole woman by himself.
Now get on with it, boy. Lay your racket, boy, lay your racket. Boy, this whiskey here sure is good. back home. I believe I'll go back home. Cause this life I'm living won't let me stay here long. Lay it down, boy. Lay it on down, son. Boy, this is gonna be a killer. I know you know your stuff, boy. Lay it on down. His wife is gone, but she was all right with me. His wife is gone, but she was all right with me. He would give her $94, and she would give me $93. Oh, beat it, boy, beat it. Boy, knock a hole in it. Push up on it, boy, push up on it. I believe I'll make a change. I believe I'll make a change. Gonna turn off this gas stove. I'm bound for a brand new range.
From August of 1934, that was Leroy Carr on piano and vocals, Scrapper Blackwell on guitar, a number called I Believe I'll Make a Change, and some say that was the inspiration, that tune, for the Robert Johnson tune, I Believe I'll Dust My Broom. Prior to hearing Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell, we heard Blind Willie Reynolds doing the classic Married Woman Blues from 1929-1930. Again, that tune was later recorded by the band Cream, Eric Clapton on guitar, Jack Bruce on vocals, Ginger Baker on drums, from their album Disraeli Gears. And we're going to turn next to Eric Clapton. We're going to turn to his Grammy Award-winning disc of 94 called From the Cradle. Eric Clapton on guitar and vocals with a Leroy Carr composition, a number called Blues Before Sunrise.
Wrong. you to have your way. I've got a girl living way across town. She don't stand no fooling around. My baby told me we could make it somehow. There ain't no time like it is right now. I'm taking care of business. I'm taking care of business. I'm taking care of business. Taking care of business right now. Now you put a fiver right in my hand. If I can't stay, then you'll understand. I don't want to duck when the bill man do. If I can't get five, then two will do. I'm taking care of business. Taking care of business. Taking care of business. Taking care of business right now. And I can't come out. I'll be right inside, just looking out. Since the Lord man got his eyes on me, I'll be making that slave like a 1, 2, 3. I'm taking care of business. I'm taking care of business. I'm taking care of business. Taking care of business right now. I'm taking care of business. 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 I'm taking care of business.
From 1961, that was Freddie King. Freddie King, Taking Care of Business. And before hearing Freddie, we heard Eric Clapton. Clapton from the Grammy Award-winning disc From the Cradle. Clapton doing the old Leroy Carr composition, Blues Before Sunrise. Both those great blues artists using quite a bit of Elmore James guitar riffs to kick off their numbers. And this about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday anyway. I'm Raul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in, and I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way. At 1 o'clock, we have American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and then at 3 o'clock, Freetown Radio. And, of course, stay tuned. 7 tonight, you can hear Big Band Swings and Other Things with Lee Klein-Peter. Programming here on KRVS is made possible in part by contributions from listeners like you and a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Again, we are listener-supported. If you are a member of Public Radio and support us, we appreciate that that help. If not, we hope that you'll join us at some point in time and commit yourself financially to help us keep these programs going. We cannot do it without you, and you can find out how to support us at our website, KRVS.org. To take us on up to American Roots with Nick Spitzer, here's Eric Lindell from his disc West County Drifter with a number called Circle Boogaloo. Have a great weekend.